Now, let's go back in time, in refugee history in the 70s and early 80s. Garden City came in so prominent in the map because of the Vietnamese at the time in the early 80s that brought in a great number to Southwest Kansas, including Seward, Ford, and Binney County. Some of the population has moved out, mm-hmm. some have stayed. But about 15 years, if give and take, we had a good, huge population that came in from Emporia. Again, mm-hmm. it was more of a factory closing and looking for employment, what is best for families. That one family came in and the rest began to attract other communities to come. Mm-hmm. But that might only cover a fraction of either refugees or immigrants who had the right documentation to work, to eventually work mainly in Tyson, if you refer to what we have now, or National Beef and Cargill. Mm-hmm. So to me, I feel like there's a two fraction to it. Those who have the choice to choose mm-hmm. to come here would call them secondary migrants from within the country, who are mainly attracted for economic reasons, to be able to provide for their families, and they're able to easily have access to employment here and earning that is enough to be able to put food on the table and pay rent and housing. So that is one section. The other section is for those refugees who did not choose to end up here, but our program and regulations policy as a country detects for them to be here, and they have eventually ended up in Finney County. And the rest are people like me, you may not necessarily put us in any of those brackets, but we got a job here in 2010 and we took the job and we came here and this has become our hometown. So Garden City is like this highway, you know, you get what brings you here, you live here 3 years, 4 years, you leave, or you end up living here 20, 40, 50 years and it becomes your hometown.